Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is how we do things tonight. And discussions that is based in the living word of God. My family, we love the discussion that is based on Psalm 23 on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. To see and realize that this God that we serve is such a reliable, reliable God. Look at the world. It is firmly established. It cannot be moved. Right. Since he spoke in the beginning, in the book of Genesis, the world is still standing. And he holds the world through the power of his word. Now, that's why Christians should be readers of the Bible. You must be a reader of the Bible for yourself. That's very, very, very important to my family. And as the servant of the Lord is explaining very well, the shepherd, his role, and some of the things that we should know about the shepherd, it means that we can also as well understand the shepherd very well when we read the Bible, when we ask the Holy Spirit to help us. Look at the universe. When you read Psalm 24, the Bible says, Misava ya Yehova nile singaka yona. I love it, my family. Back to the music as we move along with the show. Joseph Kanye Luna Baratang Kupila.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Well, Intimate Moments moves forward with fantastic music in the background. And I must say that we are so much relaxed. Tonight, Professor Elijah Baloyi explained to us the story of this young man called David with regards to Psalm 23. And of course, he explained very well his role. But Professor Baloyi, before I bring you in, we saw how he killed this man, this young man, Goliath. Would you like to read further, or would you like to connect the story with the chapter that you have on the other side?
First let me read that which we promised that we'll read.
All right.
First Samuel chapter 16 verse 21.
First Samuel about chapter 16
verse 21.
Read for us.
We read this. David came to Saul and entered his service. Saul liked him very much, and David became one of his armor bearers immediately. So this just shows that the name of David was beloved indeed. Seeing him for the first time, he promoted him. And the Bible also emphasized he loved him immediately. And then he put him to be his armor bearer. Okay, going on. The other thing that we learn from this armor bearer called David, moving forward, we find David now coming to an extent of being a very, very respected man in terms of fighting battles, until the time when he killed the man called Goliath. Goliath was a giant from the Philistine community. And when he was a giant, let me tell you, almost all the people, including King Saul, they feared a man called Goliath with all their might. And that is why when David arrived on the scene of the battle, where he ended up killing this Goliath, no one was giving David a chance. No one was allowed, even his own brothers and even King Saul. They were all saying, no, please, don't go there. That man is a killer. That man will not let you see the sunshine tomorrow. That man, we are all scared of him. And the Bible says whenever he made that noise to scare them, they used to run away because they were afraid of him. But one day when David arrived, he arrived and said, what are you going to give me if I kill this man? There was a beautiful daughter of Saul back home. And the promise was that if you can kill this man, we are going to allow you to marry that beautiful daughter of Saul as your wife. And David said, I come to you in the name of the Lord. It doesn't matter what you come to me with. I don't mind what name you are coming with to me. But I come to you, Wena Goliath, in the name of the Lord. The Lord that you are sabotaging. The Lord that you are speaking bad about. That is the name that I'm coming to you with. And this was enough to encourage David to go to the circle of the battle. Let me tell you, sometimes it's about what you tell yourself and what you tell the enemy that will bring you to the real battle. If you speak and you denounce the devil as if he is a friend, you are not showing him, you are not supposed to be showing him any respect, because he is not there for a good thing. When you pray and say, let the devil go away, it must be a real story. Now, David said, I am coming to you, not with big swords, not with what you are carrying. You look so high, you look so big giant, you look having everything to can kill. And everyone was running away. Even King Saul was running, was afraid. Yeah. They never, even his brother said, please don't go there, he will kill you. This boy, they even wanted to beat him because everyone was not giving him David a chance. Let me tell you, listener.
All right.
Yeah. When you want to do the right thing, not many people will give you a chance.
All right.
A lot of people will be blocking you out.
I'm in conversation, remember, with Professor Elijah Balo Imfundisi. Tonight in the studio, this man we're talking about, David killed Goliath. And he's explaining that. He's explaining that. Swula ku matimba aya hina, ku hlula akumi ka hina, ku huma ka Xikwembu. Because uri ni ta eka wena hi vito ra Yehovha Xikwembu, loyi u nga n'wi rhukana. I Yehovha wa mavandla loyi u nga n'wi rhukana. Swi hi byela yini leswi?
Swivula ku ri any situation that you are faced with, if you call upon the name of the Lord, that situation is under control. Because the Lord of hosts, Jesus Christ, has died for us on the cross of Calvary so that everything that we confront will listen to us. Even nature will listen to us. Whatever we cancel, it will be canceled. We can tell every situation to change and it shall be changed. That is why even the evil spirits, loko imaleri sakuruma huma, to say, you evil spirits, get out. We don't call them in our own names, but we call them in the name of Jesus, because that has got power. That name on its own, it's anointed with power. You will remember that the name of Jesus Christ, the name of this name, Lord, means anointed. And now, when the word is anointed, speaking it out, you are speaking out the anointing on its own. That's why when we speak the word of God, we speak the words that will count. We speak the words that will take an action, because we are speaking in the name of the one who has got an action. Remember, Ntate Mashaken and listener, when God created everything in Genesis, he used the name, he used the word, the very same word that we are using today, is the word that created everything. And he said, let there be light. And when we read in John chapter 1, 1 John, actually the Gospel of John chapter 1, verse number 1, we are told that in the beginning there was a word. And the word was with Jesus. And the word was Jesus. And now, when we speak this word, it is a word of power. It is a word of changing situation. So now, coming to every situation that we are going through, whatever situation, whether it's in your marriage, whether it's in your school, whether it's in your workplace, that type of challenge, it's less than the name of Jesus Christ. It cannot overcome the name of Jesus. And that is why David said, I come to you in the name of the Lord.
I love Professor Elijah Baloyi, my family, the way he's dealing with the issue, the shepherd in Psalm 23, and where he has just read. Of course, this teaches us that the name of Jesus indeed is our strong tower. It is seketela hi rona. Baka hina loko ba yimbelela bari it is seketela hi wena emashangwini it is seketela hi wena. Professor, why finally it is seketela hi vito ra Hosi Yesu?
This word, this name of Jesus is the only name that we are given to save our lives. Jesus Christ, amongst all people who ever died in this planet, is the only one who died for us. Others were dying for other reasons. Jesus Christ was dying on the cross of Calvary for the sake of me to be saved, for the sake of you to be saved. Now, this is the name with all the power in heaven and on earth. When you come to the situation in this name, it does not matter how dark is the forest. When you come in this name, you will manage to go through. In this name, there is everything possible. He is Alpha and Omega. That is the other name. Lower Rangani, lower Hetelela. When he says yes, no one will say no. When he opens, no one will close. When he closes, no one will open. This is Jesus that we are talking about here. He has got all the power. Remember when Peter was locked in a jail and then the angel of God followed him there? Immediately, when they were walking out, the Bible says, even the door, which was created of an iron, it opened for them without being touched. It opened on its own because the word of Jesus, the name of the Jesus, of Jesus, was so powerful enough to can open everything. And let me tell you, your life might be miserable wherever you are. You might be in sorrow. You might be in the darkest hour of your life, but by the moment you call upon the name Jesus, situation is going to change, I promise you. That by the time you say in the name of Jesus, that situation will never remain the same. I always tell people in Tatemash again, when I face my own foes, when I face my own challenges, the first thing to say is to call upon the name of Jesus and say, Jesus, I cannot get into this situation alone. You promised in your word, God, that you will be with us through the waters.
Right.
And you will be with us through the fires.
I love that.
So this is the shepherd that we are talking about.
We're talking about this shepherd who is with us always. I love the way you are explaining him, this shepherd. The shepherd where everything is possible. Talk to me briefly in 30 seconds.
Yes, look, when we talk about the shepherd called Jesus,
yeah,
we are talking the shepherd above all the shepherds.
Oh.
I indicated David was a shepherd, but he still had a shepherd above himself because he
who
knew
is
he
is God.
Exactly, because he knew that he is not a perfect shepherd, but Jesus is a perfect shepherd because Jesus was not an ordinary shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
He was a shepherd leading from the front. A shepherd leading from the front.
Hold it there. You're going to start there, my family. Professor Elijah Baloyi tonight. And of course, we're going to look at He Restores My Soul. I'm loving the conversation. We continue, moreover, on that.
Radio Pulpit is more than just a radio station. We're a community. For over 40 years, we've been a trusted Christian voice, bringing God's word, encouragement, and hope into homes and businesses across South Africa and beyond. As a community radio station, we depend on your prayers, support, and partnership to continue broadcasting life-changing content. Together, we can build families, equip young leaders, and share Christ's message with the nation. You can support Radio Pulpit through once-off donations by way of EFT payment, Zapper and SnapScan, monthly debit orders, or even by leaving a bequest to ensure that this voice of hope continues for generations to come. Visit www.radiopulpit.co.za for banking details and QR codes. Stand with us, because Radio Pulpit needs you to survive and thrive.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, true, authentic Christian radio.
Here we go, here we go, here we go. Oh, Professor Elijah Baloyi, my family, if you just join us. We're talking about the Lord who is our shepherd on intimate moments, taken from Psalm 23, from verses number 1 to verse number 3. And like I said earlier on, Professor Bahlamseta Makale, Indlela Yoshonga. Prof, before I bring you in, let me read verse number 3 for the family. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Before, you were talking about the leader. You said the leader does what?
Here we are talking about a very perfect shepherd.
Perfect shepherd?
And the perfect shepherd will lead from the front. He will shepherd from the front. Let me take you to the scenario of how people shepherd their sheep flock in Palestine. In Palestine, a shepherd does not come from behind. He goes ahead of the flock. He goes ahead of the sheep, carrying the rod and the staff on the other side, so that whenever animals, wild animals, can appear to come, they cannot, instead of devouring his sheep, they will have to start by him, that side. So he is protecting them. That is why when we read in the Bible, there were times when David managed to kill a lion before it took one of his sheep. He managed also to kill a bear before it managed to take out one of his sheep, because he was ahead. So when we speak about a perfect shepherd, we are speaking about a shepherd who will be ahead. Today we need shepherds who are ahead with information, shepherds who are ahead with everything that we need to know, shepherds who are ahead with all the wisdom, so that whenever we come across challenges, they already know what is suitable for us. David was a good shepherd for that matter, but not a good shepherd as Jesus Christ, when we read in John chapter 10, whereby Jesus Christ himself is saying, I am a good shepherd, because all the sheep, they know my voice. When he is singing like a Palestinian a shepherd, you sing the song and then the sheep will follow you. When you reach a point where you sit down and rest, they also start grazing, they start eating. By the time you stand up and start singing a song and move, they follow from behind, because they are safe. Anything that will come to them will not come from behind, but you will be the first person to see it and fight, whether it's a lion, whether it's a bear like David did. You will be the first to approach those animals. You will be the first to approach a place where you say, there are holes. My animals cannot pass from here. My sheep cannot pass here. Let me change the road. Not that they must fall into the hole and then you come and start wanting to remove them. So a good shepherd is the one that leads from the front. He knows things before we know them. He sees the situation before we see it. He is inside the calamities before we get to them. So we are in safe hands when we have Jesus Christ. Because here we are speaking about The shepherd who knows tomorrow, that which I am not aware of. He knows even 2026, which it's still some few months to go to. He knows what will be happening by then. So that kind of a shepherd, it's good because he will not mislead me. He knows what is going to happen to me tomorrow. He knows what is happening to me even next year. He knows what is going to happen to your family. He knows what is going to happen to my workplace. He knows what is going to happen with my, you know, my marriage and everything. So here we are speaking about a shepherd who is ahead, and being ahead not only physically, but being ahead emotionally, mm-hmm. being ahead spiritually, mm-hmm. being ahead psychologically,
all right.
being ahead knowledge wise, being ahead with wisdom. This kind of a shepherd is the one that we want in our lives.
I'm in conversation with the servant of the Lord, Mfundisi Tatana Elijah Baloyi. Oh, Akaina. Hi, man. This Psalm 23 becomes so new. We need a shepherd who is ahead in terms of information. We need a shepherd who is ahead in terms of life. And this is the very shepherd that we have found. Anga Hosi Yesu. Talk to me about verse number 23, chapter 23, verse number 3. Jibula yini, uhanyisa moya wa mina, he restores my soul.
Whoa, that one is more profound, because now it goes beyond the physical shepherd here. Now it's spiritual shepherd. We are speaking about the spiritual nourishment. Let me tell you, listener and Tatana Mashakin, there is something that we should know. Something to say. What we are doing all in this earth, working and getting money and doing all these things, will never nourish our souls. Our souls need Jesus Christ himself. We need a spiritual shepherd than the physical shepherds that we do have. Because, lawan lok ayabula aku, uchuri samoya wa mina. Let me tell you, there is something inside of me. The other person, the real person inside of me, cannot be nourished by things that we see. We can be having beautiful houses. We can be having beautiful cars. We can be having good food and everything. But the spiritual being inside of me needs something to nourish himself. And that must have its own shepherd. Because all these other things can take care of me physically. By the time I depart from this planet, by the time I die, my spirit must be taken care of by somebody somewhere. And this is the shepherd that we speak about. He must start right now, because the Lord is alive even today to take care of my spiritual nourishment. Let me tell you, Ntate Mashakeni, before mingena, so endeka that you have good things in your life, mara you remain spiritually drained out. So koteka kuri miliku deni miriku tsakeni miriku endleni hinkwaso na ti promotion mika miti kuma, mara inside of you ku tsama kuri na ahanga, spiritual hunger, ku tsama kuri na ndlala, kuri na tora ra spiritual. You are spiritually thirsty, because that void that has been opened by the spiritual shepherd cannot be closed by a loaf of bread. You need the spiritual shepherd to take care of your spirit. We need to be guided. We need to be taught.
Now, we need to be guided. We need to be taught. Yirla, la, where we have read, he leads me in the path of righteousness. Unifambisa etindleleni letolulama. Ai bulabuleni makale. Subulai.
There are a lot of people today who are seeking to be righteous on their own. They don't know righteous is a gift from God. We must be led by the Spirit to become righteous. Ai lulami ina yeshe. There is nothing good in me when I was born. It is not about me, it's about him, because he is the one who can cleanse everything inside of me. Let me tell you, listener, it doesn't matter how good singing you are. It doesn't matter how much you are tithing. It doesn't. I'm not undermining these works of the Spirit. Mara, what I'm trying to say is, swikahle kuri andeni ka n'wina mistiva kuri kuna loyi a fambisaka vutomi bya n'wina from inside. The one who leads the person from inside, because you have got a person from inside who is not being taken care of by all these other things that we see outside physically. That one needs the spiritual care. And that spiritual care can be taken seriously only by Jesus Christ, because he is the one who is a good shepherd. He is the honest pastor. That is why when he ascended to heaven, he made a promise.
Yeah.
He said, I will ask my father. You will not be by yourself.
Yeah.
He will give you another helper.
Paracletos, so that he will always guide
you in all these things, so that you get understanding.
I love the paracletos.
He is a good comforter if we have to translate him very well. We need to be comforted by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And he must work within us.
Right.
Give us direction. Give us understanding.
Yeah.
Some of the things we are doing, we do wrong because we don't understand.
Lord, have mercy
on
that.
And we don't seek understanding.
Have mercy, yes.
And that is why you go back again to the book of Proverbs chapter 4. We are told, seek ye wisdom and seek ye understanding.
Because the one we are speaking about
is the giver of wisdom, is the giver of understanding.
I love Professor Elijah Baloyi. He's the giver of life. He's the giver of understanding. He's the giver of wisdom. This is Intimate Moments. We love it tonight, my family. Some of the things in 30 seconds about this shepherd.
Here we are speaking about a perfect shepherd, the one who never goes wrong, the one who will never mislead you, the one who will never turn against you when things are troubling, the one who will never run away when people are mocking at you. He will always be with you. He is saying, even when you get to the waters, I will get with you, you will not drown. Even when you go through the fire, just like Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, you will come out dancing and smiling, because I will be with you. No fire will consume you. And that is the shepherd that we are speaking about. He is a perfect shepherd, because every situation is under control with him.
Every situation is under control with him. Servant of the Lord, I would love you just to say a word of prayer in 15 seconds.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful that you gave Jesus Christ to us so that we can be saved and he can be our internal shepherd. So that whatever we need can be nourished. That's why we can sing like psalmists to say, you are our shepherd. The Lord is our shepherd, and we shall not want. And now, mighty Father, everything that we want is at your disposal. We thank you for giving us the shepherd who is shepherding us from physical to emotional to spiritual to psychology. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Professor Elijah Baloyi, what a night. Say, what a night.
What a night.
What a night.
What a night.
Man of God, what a night to explain scriptures like this. Thank you so much, servant of the Lord. Much appreciated, Mfundisi Wamina.
Thank you so much, listener. Thank you so much, Tatana Mashakin. And it was just an intimate moment in which we enjoyed. Let us have shepherds in our life. And the shepherd, the biggest shepherd, should be Jesus.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today. Connecting you with Christ. Download our app and listen to our podcasts.
My family, this is what we mean when we say God is good. And the family will say all the time, God is good. xikwembu xi kahle xilulamile hi masiku ni masiku. Well, much appreciated to the servant of the Lord, Professor Elijah Baloyi, from the starting hour until now. Thank you, servant of the Lord, for taking time to come into the studio to talk to the family. These are times and days where we need to hear this. Finally, my family, it means that we can rely on the God who created the heavens and the earth. We can rely and believe that since well he has spoken, we see the way. Much appreciated indeed, once more, servant of the Lord. Mfundisi Baloyi, we really, really appreciate. And to you, my family, just nje, kuba uyingiserile timhaka leto saseka, this is the good news of salvation. In life, it is not only the negative side which dominates. Let me just tell you, free mahala. There is also the positive side. And the positive side is that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. My family, we have come to the end of the show tonight. Intimate Moments, the Thursday edition. My name is Thompson Mashakeni. May the Lord take care of you, keep you, and bless you. We leave it here, my family. Shalom, Africa Dzonga. Thank you for listening indeed. Bye-bye.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
There is no shame in feeling overwhelmed, anxious, or emotionally vulnerable. As a young person, you are going to encounter situations that will make you feel unsafe, maybe alone, or even mentally unwell. IAM Youth and the Child Protection Hotline have joined hands to provide free counseling for young people that is easily accessible. Simply send a text or SMS or call the number 076-037-6345 to talk to someone today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.